The state's gaming industry regulators discussed a master schedule, which Commission Chairman Stephen Crosby described as prudent.
We could possibly, if things went really well, get it done in 2 or 3 months before that, possibly in October, November, if things really went like clockwork.
The background checks on the casino license applicants is the most time-consuming part of the schedule, pegged to take a minimum of 6 months. The draft master schedule calls for the investigations to begin in January.
And you can also see here the conversation that we had with Springfield, you know, which on this chart represents the way the process should work and it now will work, I think,
right.
Which is that the host community agreements will not be submitted to, and surrounding community agreements, well, the host community agreements will not be submitted for a referendum until after the background check, the green line, is completed, whether that's Springfield or anywhere else.
Springfield agreed to modify its casino selection competition process to satisfy concerns raised by the commission. Springfield city officials are hoping to hold a vote in June on a casino development. The Gaming Commission will issue one license for a resort casino in western Massachusetts. Mohegan Sun is expected to file an application for a casino license in Palmer. Industry officials have estimated it would be 3 years from the time a casino license is issued to the opening of the first casino in Massachusetts. Springfield officials have set an October 10th deadline for casino operators to file initial proposals with the city. Two companies, Ameristar and MGM Resorts International, have previously announced plans to build resort casinos in Springfield. Two other companies, Penn National Gaming and Hard Rock International, are said to be developing projects, but neither has made a public announcement. Commissioners today were scheduled to discuss an opinion from the Massachusetts Ethics Commission that said a gaming consultant working for Springfield is not breaking state law. The consultant, Shefsky and Froelich, is a registered lobbyist in Illinois for two of the casino operators hoping to build in Springfield, MGM and Penn National. Springfield City Solicitor Ed Pakula said the Ethics Commission finding validates the city's casino selection process.
It should be noted that that opinion makes quite clear that there is no conflict of interest.
Springfield Mayor Dominic Sarno has strongly defended the choice of consultants with ties to the gaming industry, saying he needs their expertise.
With all due respect to the casino operators, this is new to us and new to the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. We're going into a shark tank. When you go into a shark tank, you want a shark hunter. And I want to make sure that we're armed with the best possible firepower, because they're going to come with their high-paid consultants, expertise, and their high-paid attorneys.
The consultants are being paid $125,000. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.